Texas officials say they believe nearly a quarter of a million hurricane victims have moved to the state. The Houston Astrodome has run out of space for them, so thousands of survivors have been sent to San Antonio. Three shelters are open there, and more are planned. Larry Schooler of member station KUT visited the main shelter at the former Kelly Air Force Base in San Antonio and sent this report.
It may be crowded and chaotic, but to 48-year-old Teddy Griffin of New Orleans, his new home in San Antonio is fine.
This is beautiful, sir. This is more organized, very much beautiful, decent, clothing-wise, food-wise, bath, you know, much, much decent than where we was and where we came from.
Like many at this shelter, Griffin took a long, strange journey to get here. Evacuated to the Superdome, he then was put on a bus for the Astrodome in Houston. It was full, so we ended up here in a large room with hundreds of small cots, one next to the other. Down a long hallway and outside the building, refugees stand in long lines for showers set up within tents you'd ordinarily see at outdoor parties. Eileen Esquivel is volunteering at the shower station.
No one seems to really know what's going on. We kind of just stumble upon stuff as it comes, so we're just trying to get these people something fresh to wear, even if it's PJ-like.
The hallways here are always jammed. Only a few coordinators seem to know exactly where everything is, from the chapel to the phone station to the infirmary. Medical treatment remains a challenge.
Can you sit up? Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
Okay.
You need some water?
I just washed my hands.
No, I don't really don't want the water.
You don't want any
water? No, I really
Have
need
you
some
had
juice.
Something to eat?
In the middle of the main hallway, one refugee has collapsed. Volunteer medics did their best to treat him. Medical personnel here say they need to immunize everyone against hepatitis because of how much dirty water they've encountered over the past week.
So if we can get the information center right here, we're going to be setting up a little area. They need help kind of troubleshooting and help delegating people to the right areas.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm training myself, though, so.
Okay.
And so like, where would you like, I mean,
well,
what do?
Well, if you can just stand right there,
okay.
I'll be right with you. I'm trying.
Okay, we need name tags.
Okay.
One thing that's not hard to come by are volunteers. There are almost too many for the American Red Cross to handle. The Red Cross coordinator, Keith Berger, says that's not what worries him.
And that's my biggest concern is people have to realize that it's great to volunteer the first day, but this is a long haul, and we need volunteers to support this program over the lifetime of this, and I think it's going to be 2 or 3 months.
That challenge is one of many faced by the Red Cross and other volunteer agencies. The Texas Workforce Commission is helping people process unemployment benefits and search for jobs. And since Governor Perry declared an emergency disaster in Texas, that makes the state eligible for some of the $10 billion Congress appropriated for Katrina relief. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in San Antonio.